Scoville Library in Salisbury is presenting another of their Your Health series. It is a pleasure to welcome Janet Edley, author of How Life Works series, here on Robinhood Radio. Janet, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good. Thank you for getting up early in the morning. I bet you this is a little earlier than you're used to getting up.
Well, not too much, but okay. It is good to get up early. I like you. I enjoy the mornings.
Yeah, I enjoy the mornings in the springtime and the summer. In the wintertime,
right.
I don't enjoy them as much.
Right. I think I agree with you.
The slightly older I get, the slightly less I enjoy it. So you've got a whole series of books. First of all, let's talk about the series of books that you have authored so far.
Sure. So the series is based on a teaching by an 8th century Buddhist monk and scholar named Master Shantideva in his teachings on the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And a lot of people have heard of that as the Six Perfections. So it has the Six Perfections of generosity, moral and ethical discipline, patience, joyful effort, concentration, and wisdom. And so far I've written, there's going to be one book for each of the perfections, and so far I've had three that are published, which is How Generosity Works. The second perfection, Moral and Ethical Discipline, we didn't, you know, using that in a title just seemed a little severe. So we were told that moral and ethical discipline, when practiced properly, really is the root of kindness. So therefore, the second book is called How the Root of Kindness Works. And then the third is How Patience Works. And I have finished writing the completed manuscript for the fourth, which is How Joyful Effort Works. But it's not, you know, released yet. We're still working on revisions.
So you're going to touch on a little bit of each one of these at the Scoville Library on the 23rd?
A little bit. You know, what these books are is taking these teachings and putting them into contemporary fiction so that they're, you know, taking these 2,500-year-old, well, maybe not 2,500, but the Buddhist teachings are 2,500 years old, and putting them into contemporary life, contemporary settings that all of us could relate to. This talk that I'm doing at the Scoville Library will include a bit of a book talk. But it's also a talk that I was inspired to do by a quote I had read by the Dalai Lama that said, world peace must develop from inner peace, and that peace is not the mere absence of violence, but peace is the manifestation of human compassion. And so what I'm trying to do is, it's not necessary to be a Buddhist to listen to and kind of understand some of the philosophical views that the Buddhist teachings offer, that anyone can reflect on and kind of observe in daily life, and by putting some of these understandings into practice, can really do a lot to help kind of dismantle some of that anxiety and noise that really disrupts so much of everyone's inner peace. There seems to be a lot of that.
You know, I wouldn't even call it anxiety. I would call it angst nowadays. There's so much of it.
There you go.
It doesn't give you a chance to get down from the anxiety, and we live in a constant state of flux and angst, really. And not only in this country, but across the whole world.
Absolutely.
I mean, there always used to be times where things would level off and you could catch your head for a few seconds. And basically, what you're talking about here probably gives, hopefully, people some of the tools to do that.
I think it does offer these tools. You know, it's like anything, though. You can't just go and listen to a talk or read a book and then just go on doing everything you've always been doing. It really requires some reflection, you know, thinking about these things, which is, of course, in the Buddhist practice, there's a lot of contemplative kind of meditation practices, but you don't have to, you know, light incense and do all that stuff. You can still think about these things and begin little by little to implement them in your daily life. You know, really, life is something that is lived from the inside out. And as the Dalai Lama says, if we want world peace, it begins from inner peace. And so even though it seems like, well, how can I be in a peaceful state of mind when I see what's going on in the world out there? There really is a way to bring that calm into yourself, and then in so doing, it helps you to, in all your interactions and all the things, whether it's people that you're observing on television or reading about, or the people in your immediate life, it helps you have a way to interact in a way that you're more peaceful, and therefore the circumstances become more peaceful.
We're speaking right now this morning on Robin Hood Radio with the person who will be speaking to you on March 23rd at the Scoville Library from 4 until 5 p.m., Janet Edley. It's at the Scoville Library. It starts at 4 o'clock. Janet, I have a couple of questions for your background for people who are listening. Mm-hmm. I took a look at your biography. And you're an author, a musician, certified life coach, a student of Buddhist Dharma. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, did the author come first or did that come later?
That came really by accident, and it came later. Yeah, I was a musician first. I graduated from Berklee College of Music, where I majored in music composition. And then had, you know, got married, had children, unfortunately was divorced, and began teaching piano as a way to earn money and be home for my children. But as they grew older, I had a student that had introduced me to some programs at New York University, and I had seen one on life coaching. So it was in reading about this life coaching program, I enrolled in that, and in the second year, second semester of that, read a book that we were asked to read that had a lot of references to Buddhist teachings. And everything I read, because it really interested me, said that if you really want to incorporate these teachings in a meaningful way, you need to find a teacher. So I didn't know really how you find a teacher. I got online, and it turns out that 5 miles from my house in Reading is the Tibetan Buddhist Center for Universal Peace, DNKL. And that's where I began to study and learn to practice, and that's where I met this publisher, and in a conversation one day we were just talking about how wouldn't it be nice to be able to put these amazing teachings, which can seem so complex if you're not, you know, if you're just reading out of a book, into more contemporary way that people could, you know, maybe understand a little bit more. So then the books came from that.
That's almost kind of like when I was in high school. I did fairly well in high school, but that's because I was motivated by other things other than just the textbook by my teachers. Mm. And this sounds like what you're trying to do with this series of books and with what you're doing in life, is that you're not just sitting there saying, okay, students, here's this from A to Z. You're actually involving them and talking with them in matter of life conversations, even though if it's a written word.
Exactly. It's pretty accessible. I mean, these people, the characters in the books really could be, you know, anyone. And in the setting, of course, because I'm a New Englander, is, you know, a small town in New England, with the seasons and all of that. It's been an interesting journey. You just don't know where you're going to end up sometimes.
Well, you know, I'm lucky in life. I wanted to be in radio since I was in high school, and I got involved before I got out of high school, and so I've managed to stick with it. But the more and more people I interview, and you're the latest in that, have their life's journey has opened up several different doors that they've opened and had the courage to go through and accomplish something different than what they started out. And I always just give that a 10 on the scale, because that's not an easy thing to do, especially when one goes through a divorce and there's children involved. It's not that easy to open up that next door.
Well, you know, and as I was listening to you, I was thinking, you know, really, it's because of our challenges that we're sort of inspired, that brings up that creativity that's required to turn them into something better, you know?
Well, it's going to be interesting for people. The library, the Scoville Library on Main Street in Salisbury, is where you're going to be speaking, mm-hmm. A discussion, a lecture. Is it what part lecture and what part discussion do you think it'll be?
Oh, I hope there will be a lot of discussion. You know, I'll be speaking, and then hopefully there'll be some questions and interesting conversation to follow. I'll be opening with some music. So there will be a little music, and with Gary Lefkowitz, who is I believe you've spoken with. He's a record producer and promoter from Ridgefield, Connecticut. And so we'll be doing some music, and then the talk, and a little bit of a book talk. That part isn't as much of it. There will be books there for people to buy, and I'll bring my CDs in case people are interested in those. And I would love and welcome a good conversation to follow. That's the most fun.
Well, once again, this is going to happen at the Scoville Library in Salisbury, March 23rd, beginning at 4 o'clock. Janet Edley. By the way, do you have a website that people can go to?
I do. It's janetedley.com, and my last name, because it's such an unusual name, I'll spell it, is E-T-T-E-L-E. It's janetedley.com.
Well, what I'll do is I'll put a link by your name. When we put this up on our podcast page in a matter of a few minutes, it will have the whole details there, and I will put a link, your link to your name there,
Thank you.
People can easily contact it. And hopefully, you'll have a nice crowd out there. I know the Scoville Library does a good job with all these. So it's 4 o'clock on March 23rd. And Janet, welcome to our town. Are you just going to blow into town and blow out? Or are you going to try to enjoy maybe lunch at the White Hart or something like that?
I would love to. I it's funny how small a state Connecticut is and how many places I've never been to.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to being there. I hope to stick around for a while.
All right, Janet, thanks for getting up this morning and joining us, and we hope to see you on Saturday.
And thank you so much for welcoming me, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, that is coming up on the 23rd at the Scoville Library, beginning at 4 o'clock. Janet Edley, author of How Life Works series. And more information is available on her website, which is janetedley.com on the web.